KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The families of two South African engineers who were unlawfully detained in Equatorial Guinea on what's believed to be fake drug charges say they're overwhelmed with relief that they're back home. Pieter Haksim and Freek Potgieter were arrested back in February 2023 over claims of drugs being found in their luggage. The families have for the last 2 years been fighting for their release. Last year, the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention found that their detention was illegal and called for their release. Haksim and Potgieter were united with their families over the weekend after being freed on a presidential pardon. Family spokesperson Sean Murphy says the last 2 years have been painful for both families.
We want to sincerely thank every person and organization who stood with us, from Frick and Peter's employee to the South African and UK governments, to the diplomats, legal teams, parliamentarians, and advocacy groups who worked behind the scenes. We're especially grateful to Hastert International, to the media who kept their story alive, and to Minister Ronald Lamola and former Minister Naledi Pandor for travelling to Equatorial Guinea on behalf of President Cyril Ramaphosa. To the tens of thousands of people around the world who signed petitions, prayed and offered support, thank you.
And this just in, the death toll from this month's flooding in the Eastern Cape has risen to 95. Its provincial government confirmed the bodies of two teenage boys were recovered near Mthatha yesterday. Some families have buried their relatives, while others are still searching for those missing 2 weeks after the disaster. And back home, a three-year-old girl has died following a serious car crash in Howick. Paramedics who were called to the scene on Currys Post Road last night have confirmed the child succumbed to her injuries in hospital. It's understood the little girl had been travelling with her mother and two siblings. On arrival, first responders found that bystanders had already rushed the injured to a nearby healthcare facility. Midlands EMS spokesperson Roland Robertson says crews rushed to the hospital where they found the toddler fighting for her life on a ventilator.
Due to the critical condition of the patient, a decision was made to call an air medical helicopter to airlift the child to a level 1 trauma hospital. Two other minors involved in the accident, also found to have sustained injuries requiring specialized care, were transported to hospital. Despite all efforts of all involved and rapid intervention, it is a great sadness that we can confirm the three-year-old passed away later that evening in hospital.
And abroad, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has warned that any Iranian attack on American citizens or bases will be met with devastating retaliation. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when the U.S. bombed three key Iranian nuclear facilities. In response, Iran declared that every U.S. military base is now a target. Dorothy Scheer told the UN Security Council that the Iranian government has posed a constant threat to the peace and security of the entire world for decades.
To fulfill its core mission of maintaining international peace and security, this council must call upon the Iranian regime to end its 47-year effort to eradicate the state of Israel, to terminate its drive for nuclear weapons, to stop targeting American citizens and interests, and to negotiate peace in good faith.
The top story, the families of two South African engineers who were unlawfully detained in Equatorial Guinea on what's believed to be fake drug charges, say they're overwhelmed with relief and joy that they're back home. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.